55. Call thou to remembrance, O land of Tar, Tehran, the former days in which thy Lord had made thee the seat of his throne and had enveloped thee with the effulgence of his glory. How vast the number of those sanctified beings, those symbols of certitude, who in their great love for thee have laid down their lives and sacrificed their all for thy sake. Joy be to thee and blissfulness to them that inhabit thee. I testify that out of thee, as every discerning heart knoweth, proceedeth the living breath of him who is the desire of the world. In thee the unseen hath been revealed, and out of thee hath gone forth that which lay hid from the eyes of men. Which one of the multitude of thy sincere lovers shall we remember, whose blood hath been shed within thy gates, and whose dust is now concealed beneath thy soil? The sweet savours of God have unceasingly been wafted, and shall everlastingly continue to be wafted upon thee. Our pen is moved to commemorate thee and to extol the victims of tyranny, those men and women that sleep beneath thy dust. Among them is our own sister, whom we now call to mind as a token of our fidelity and as proof of our loving kindness unto her. How piteous was her plight! In what a state of resignation she returned to her God. We alone in our all-encompassing knowledge have known it. O land of Tar, thou art still, through the grace of God, a centre around which his beloved ones have gathered. Happy are they, happy every refugee that seeketh thy shelter in his sufferings in the path of God, the Lord of this wondrous day. Blessed are they that remember the one true God, that magnify his name, and seek diligently to serve his cause. It is to these men that the sacred books of old have referred. On them hath the Commander of the Faithful lavished his praise, saying, "The blessedness awaiting them excelleth the blessedness we now enjoy." He verily hath spoken the truth, and to this we now testify. The glory of their station, however, is as yet undisclosed. The hand of divine power will assuredly lift up the veil and expose to the sight of men that which shall cheer and lighten the eye of the world. Render thanks unto God, the eternal truth. Exalted be his glory, inasmuch as ye have attained so wondrous a favour and been adorned with the ornament of his praise. Appreciate the value of these days and cleave to whatsoever beseemeth this revelation. He verily is the Counsellor, the Compassionate, the All-Knowing.